AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The defendant who fired the shotgun that killed Ahmaud Arbery took the stand today. Travis McMichael is one of three men in Georgia charged with murder. He testified about first seeing Arbery.
He comes out and, I'm assuming, his arm and goes down the road.
Arbery was jogging. McMichael thought he was a burglar. He called 911.
I was leaving the neighborhood, and I just caught a guy running into a house being built two houses down from me.
McMichael described what he was thinking when he made the call.
I was still scared. I was breathing heavy. I was still alarmed, I guess.
Arbery was black. The three men on trial are white. The trial is taking place before a disproportionately white jury in Brunswick, Georgia. Democrats in the House are moving to censure Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar for tweeting an animated video that depicted him striking New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword.
This is not about me. This is not about Representative Gosar. But this is about what we are willing to accept.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded.
The Speaker is burning down the House on her way out the door. What's worse, we got to this point on the basis of a double standard.
GOP leaders have largely ignored Gosar's actions. The man seen during the Capitol riot in January with face paint, a bare chest, and a horned fur hat, Jacob Chansley, was sentenced today to 41 months in prison. A city in South Carolina is paying more than $650,000 to a black man who was stomped in the head by a police officer, upset the man wouldn't quickly lie flat on his stomach because of rods and pins in his leg. Democrat Beto O'Rourke says he raised more than $2 million in one day after announcing his campaign for Texas governor. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says coronavirus deaths have increased 5% in Europe.
In its weekly report on the pandemic, WHO says COVID-19 deaths in all regions other than Europe remain stable or declined and totaled 50,000 worldwide last week. Of the 3.3 million new infections reported globally, just over 2 million came from Europe. It was the seventh consecutive week that COVID-19 cases continued to mount across the 61 countries and territories WHO count in its European region. Within Europe, WHO says the highest number of new cases were in Russia, Germany and Britain. Charles de Ledesma, London.
95-year-old Queen Elizabeth met with the British military chief of staff at Windsor Castle, the first time she was seen carrying out a face-to-face engagement since she missed the National Remembrance Sunday service due to a sprained back. Ed Donahue, AP News.